can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schiemann and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. More of a Friday song than a Monday song, but you know, it's still good.
You know, I thought it as I was pressing play and seeing what other songs were right around this on the playlist.
Yes.
And there was nothing that I knew had a good intro.
Yeah.
So I was committed at that point.
That's okay. Not bad. Mm-hmm. It's a good tune. Lover Boy. I saw that Cardi B has started a GoFundMe page for Joe Exotic on the Tiger King.
How about that?
Yeah.
And you lost faith in humanity.
I'll tell you what I lost faith in. Today, we should have been coming in and talking about the Final Four.
Final Four.
I had that thought this morning.
I mean, we should have come in here and said Kansas and
Providence,
Gonzaga,
Indiana,
and you know, some other team. Who knows?
We should be talking about how there are only, what, three teams still undefeated in Major League Baseball.
Right.
One of them would be like the Mariners or the Marlins or a team that's not going to be very good. Yep. They just got a lucky three wins.
right. Yep. What could have
been?
Maybe
a no-hitter, somebody gets snowed out
you
somewhere.
You never know. Oh, for sure, a snow out.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we have terrible weather this weekend across like the
north?
Some places, yeah.
I thought we had it in like the whatever area.
I just remember last year it seemed like every other day, like six more games suspended. It's like, because it's so ridiculous starting in March.
Let's schedule Cleveland Indians home baseball game in March.
Yeah, that's got a good shot of working.
And Chicago for that matter.
Well, the Rockies are the bad one because you'll get a snow out for a Rockies game in late April.
May.
No doubt about it. All right, so, Pete, I was reading a lot of things on Pro Football Talk today with Florio, and there were two things. How would the NFL season continue if we had to do some drastic things? But the first thing I started talking about was the actual draft. And we'll get into the NFL season in a moment. But there is talk now of the NFL draft. As you know, it will be a TV-only event. We've covered that extensively. Won't be the big show at the Bellagio with them boating over draft picks across the water into the stage in front of thousands of people. There's a possibility that Roger Goodell could just be from his home with a remote-controlled camera announcing the picks or what have you. That would be under the worst-case scenario. But also keep in mind, the major networks that would be covering this, whether it be the NFL Network, NFL Films, or ESPN, well, the NFL Network is in Los Angeles. They're pretty much in a shelter-in-place mode right now. The NFL Films is in New Jersey. That's right next to New York, which is ground zero. And I don't think Connecticut has been quarantined yet, but I think they're headed that
just
way.
Just about.
And that's where ESPN is. So nobody has a good idea what this NFL draft is going to look like. It's going to be everybody from their home.
I don't think fans give two hoots about you know, the aesthetics as far as it looking pretty or glitzy. Who cares? Just make sure you can see the team that's up there, how much time is left before the pick expires, and who they pick. Really, that's all. I don't care about it. I don't need to see hugs. I don't need to see Roger Goodell belly bop at everybody, you know, and feel them up on stage as they come and become an NFL player. I don't need to see that.
Well, generally,
just show me the basics, and I'm happy with that.
Well, generally, I would agree with you, but you must admit there's a little excitement when you hear the little bells jingle, like the next pick is in, and you've got various NFL people are still trying to outscoop and put the close up camera on the kid that is about to be the pick and. All that kind of stuff. I mean,
But you can simulate that. You can still do some of that.
How much you can do.
I've got that sound effect on my computer right
now. Can I hear it right
now? Well, I don't really have it, but I could get it very easily.
But it adds. You know, you're trained like a Pavlovian dog to know what that means. The pick is coming. I mean, Pete, under your way, let's just print out a list of 32 picks and email them to everybody.
You can stick the little bell. You can stick the little NFL ding in there. That's easily done in today's technology. That's you know, if it's going to be done sort of like via FaceTime, so be it. as long as it's something we can watch. I don't care if they're going up on stage anywhere. I don't see it being held in Las Vegas. That's for damn sure.
Here's my problem with the FaceTime technology is that one thing I've learned over the past couple of weeks, believe it or not, with all the technology we have, the streaming and the FaceTiming technology is horrible. They're always buffering and getting blurred and sentences cropping out. We got to get better at this, America.
Well, the problem is, especially now, a lot of Wi-Fi is free, and especially in, you know, like I'm watching ESPN right now, and Dan, you know, it's a replay of Get Up, but, Dan's probably at his house, Greeny's back in Bristol, and Marcus Spears, I think he's probably at his home, although there's a big brick wall in back of him, so... And there's not too bad. Pro Football Talk with Chris Simmons, they got to put that's an issue. He's had some problems. I'd say to everybody, that one looks the worst. Florio's fine because he does
it from
his home all the time.
Well, Florio's been from his basement the whole time anyway.
Yeah, but Chris Simmons it's gotten better, but he still has to be careful, you know, that his sons or his kids or his wife doesn't get on the internet while he's on the air for 2 hours anyway on TV.
I'm shocked that Florio would even get out of the house to do the Sunday night thing on NBC because I used to work with him back in the day. And he, very particular, very OCD-ish. The part of him staying at home in his basement doing this Pro Football Talk thing is fine. Been doing that for years. He's kind of guy that, like, will only make left turns on a Tuesday and his car. I mean, he's like that.
Yeah. No, not really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He used to be. He's an attorney. He still is an attorney. He doesn't practice anymore, but still, a lot of people don't like him. I like him. He's up there with some of my favorites because I think he's very rational at times. Sometimes he gets a little over the top, but who doesn't? But when you think about him living in West Virginia, it just doesn't fit. It's just weird, but who cares? He's been doing that for years now, right, from his basement in Virginia.
It's funny. Is it Virginia or West Virginia? West Virginia, because that segues into my next topic, because he was throwing out all sorts of ideas of how the NFL could actually play. And got into our conversation we had last hour about the basketball being in a centralized location. There is some talk. I don't know that's catching any steam right now, but maybe we do the same thing with the NFL. Again, going to one region or city where there's nothing, where there isn't a lot of coronavirus, where one could be isolated, where they would build lots of football fields and practice facilities overnight. He talked about the Greenbrier Hotel in West Virginia having 710 rooms. They would add to that because they would need more. I mean, there's 2,000 players in the league.
Yep,
and is holding them there for the case of for a season, and these are the kind of crazy thoughts that might not be so crazy by the time we get to the end of the summer.
Well, the other part of that, and I saw the article too, and he was talking about it this morning on the show. You know, it's not just the 7 and 10 rooms; more rooms would have to be built.
Yes,
fast. More fields would have to be built fast, quickly. And then,
field.
Like you said, you when NFL decide,
you got a golf course out there that you know there's 18 golf. There's 18 practice facilities right there.
Right
yeah,
there, right. As long as it's flat.
Oh yeah, you run into that.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess they can throw a football a little farther than me.
That's true.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, well,
but Chris, the Premier League is thinking of doing this very thing.
Yeah, and I think that
and
it's
I think
actually
further ahead.
I think it's more feasible for them to do it.
Why?
Oh, I agree. I think soccer. It's real easy if they really want to do this. To be no fans, obviously, but I think it's a much easier time for the Premier League to get back on track, right?
Well,
other sport.
You're working with 20 teams. You're not working with 30 or 32 teams.
But you're working with, you could play, you don't want to play that, where that. Remember when that World Cup team played in that crappy place in Jamaica? Like that burnt out high school field. And
oh,
they lost,
yeah,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want
USA,
that,
yeah.
But there's plenty of soccer fields or pitches around the world that, you know, you could probably find some safe areas.
Well, what they're talking about in the Premier League, from what I understand, is doing it in the rural part of the country, having multiple facilities set up, not for fans, but just multiple facilities set up, and letting clubs know that they need to prepare their teams. Normally, you'll play 2 matches a week. Yeah. That's kind of the most that you'll play in top-flight European soccer. They're talking about telling their, you know, get mentally prepared to be playing 3 games a week, so we can get through this season quickly and get to next season on time.
Because if they don't play, they don't get paid, right? They're a little different.
Their TV contracts are set up differently, where if the games are not played or broadcast, then the revenue is not owed to the clubs and to the league.
Okay.
So they're a little bit more incentivized in England specifically. I don't know about Spain. I don't know about France or Germany or Italy, how their TV contracts are set up. But in England, they have to play these games. And they're going to play these games because these owners aren't going to allow the billions of dollars to slip out of their bottom line.
Oh, and I think that's a great point because it applies to, and this is what Florio just said too in his piece, that still, if and when the NFL decides that a normal season is an impossibility, this is the kind of approach that could preserve the TV money and potentially add to it. And this is the part I hate. If college football can't be played, and if the NFL takes over each and every weekend from the weekend after Labor Day through the Super Bowl. Now, my only contention there is that if there's no college football being played, there's no NFL being played.
I would think so. I think you're right.
I don't know how they're not connected.
But I'm reading a lot of things like you are today that the football, the NFL is thinking they're going forward because they got the TV contract, and the college football TV contracts are more piecemeal. I mean, the NFL has their deal that covers the whole league. I'm reading a lot today, and this changes from day to day. You're right. The NFL is making plans and secondary plans to move forward. And I'm hearing a lot of that. And in case there is no college football, here's what I hear some of the same things. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But I would think that if there's no college football, there's no NFL. That's how my rational brain would think.
I agree. I don't know how there can be.
Yeah.
How can there be?
I think with the NFL right now, I don't know. I kind of think that they're of the mindset that we're the biggest.
We're pro.
We're the best thing going on. And we don't care what the backlash is. If there's any backlash.
Well, they're the one league that hasn't had to deal with this yet. I've told you, I don't know that Roger Goodell would have made the right decision if we were in the middle of the playoffs and Corona broke out.
I agree with you.
Oh, God. Can you even imagine what that would have been like?
No, I can't.
It really is.
I would be stunned if he canceled the playoffs or postponed the playoffs.
Think about if this had happened around Christmas and New Year's. To forget sports.
Right.
Well, here, I mean, it was happening.
It was starting out. China covered that part up. Right. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're right. But can you imagine if, like, all businesses and stuff were shut down, and even say Thanksgiving through New Year's? Wow. Think about
no
that.
No bowl games, no college football
no
championship.
No bowl games, no college football, no, but no being able to be with your families, you know, no going to bars and restaurants, none of that stuff.
No, I mean, we're getting, apart from that time, I mean, spring break, that's got to be one of the more. You know, the beginning of spring, that's got to be one of the more heavily traveled seasons, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, much more so than fall.
At least for a certain age group it is. Yeah, absolutely.
I saw a graphic somewhere. It showed cell phones as points of light of where all the spring breakers in Florida started and then where they all
where they are now?
To.
That's scary.
The whole country was just lit up.
Yeah, that's scary.
It spread it everywhere.
Yeah.
Millennials.
But back to the NFL, man. I'm kind of the thought that they see now that they're like the good guys.
They're the saviors.
They're the ones that everybody's talking about now because there's nothing else to talk about in any of the other sports except guys like Jay Williams saying, let's play the NBA playoffs on a couple cruise ships. And the NFL's actually got real stuff to talk about. I mean, their schedule hasn't changed at all from our perspective. We're still getting to talk about free agency and everything.
I don't think the cruise ship thing is that crazy. Here's why. No, here's why. Go back to Craig, you were there. We were at both at the Super Bowl in Jacksonville, the Patriots Eagles one.
Yes.
How many fans? Thousands of fans staying on those cruise ships. Not one. They had like six of them lined up on the harbor, as you like to say. So why not do that? You could. You know, it's not like you have to have one ship for the entire league.
Look, I'd be all about it, but it doesn't change the fact that it's a crazy idea.
Germs spread fast on cruise ships. That's ingrained in my brain.
Ah, salt water kills it.
You were playing with fire
I made that up.
When you went on the last cruise boat out before coronavirus peaked.
It was fine.
You were playing with fire, Pete Shepherd.
Oh, I don't know what I was playing, but I was fine, and everybody was fine, and it was very organized and very clean and kind of cheap. It was great.
Yeah. Dolphins fan Brian, don't know if y'all talked about Lee County meeting today, been at work all days. Yeah, I did mention this. Lee County says we've done a very good job of social distancing, and they want to stick with that and stick with the mandate that if you're 65 and over, you should stay home. As long as people keep doing that, they're not going to get do any more serious shutdowns. So status quo, according to Lee County today. I know Collier will follow suit. I imagine Charlotte County will as well.
Yeah, and like I said, I've noticed a big change this week, this weekend compared to last weekend. There's a lot less panic. I don't see lines outside of Publix anymore.
Yeah.
Although I went by around 9 o'clock in the morning, it seemed fine. Like I said, I went to Target and Walmart off exit 111 in Naples, and it was fine. There was hardly anybody. It looked crowded, but inside Target was, it was fine.
Yeah.
Plenty of stuff. They had plenty of board games, plenty of Lego sets that I saw. I actually wanted to buy the Game of Thrones one. I really did. But
I got to tell you, Pete, they're fun to. I haven't put together a Lego set.
I haven't either.
15 years. They're fun.
Here's the problem.
Well, the $30 ones are fun. I don't know about the $150 one.
Here's the problem. You have two boys, ages 4 and 1. They'll be great for about a day.
Well,
and then you'll be walking barefoot at 10 o'clock to go lock up the house in the dark, and you'll step on one, and that'll be the end of that.
So this is like the fourth or fifth little Lego set that my oldest has gotten.
Yes.
And, like the blasters off the front of the X-Wing have, yes, they're off, they're lost. I don't know where those are. But, most of the big pieces, they're pretty tight. Like, they're in there. I mean, you have to, drop it from a distance to get it to break and shatter all over the place.
Yeah.
A wing falls off. I can attach that. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Now, I've done the Lego thing in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You step on it and your leg immediately goes limp because you're trying to take all the pressure off of it.
Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Meat Man says, good afternoon, my dudes. Like that. Chris, any smoking meat this weekend? And Pete, what is our attire like this Monday? Well, my attire is very simple. I have a pair of shorts on.
Well, that's good news.
University of Miami green with orange and white trim T-shirt. Football.
I know that. No, I did not smoke any meats this weekend.
No. Or cook.
Well done.
I made breakfast. Made French toast yesterday.
Did you?
Yep.
I was cooking all weekend long for my wife's birthday because we couldn't go anywhere. So I made her a nice little breakfast, a big breakfast in the morning.
What'd you make?
What'd you make?
Eggs, sausage, bacon, and
two meats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got fancy.
Now, did you cook it all so it timed out and everything was hot, or did you have some cold sausage, eggs?
I nailed it.
Did you?
Nailed it. Toast and everything. It came out all at the same time. I'm
very
pretty
good
at that because I do that on a
what
regular
kind of
basis.
Eggs? How were the eggs?
I just
eggs?
Went
How
scrambled
like
with, some sprinkled cheese on it. It was pretty
simple
nice. On the eggs.
Cool.
And then for dinner, we sous vide some New York strips and... had some side dishes and all that. Glass of wine. We're good. And I baked the birthday cake. I baked. How about that?
Baked the birthday cake.
Here's what I did. We decided to have some fun. We did a layer of an inch thick chocolate chip, giant chocolate chip cookie. Then I did an equally sized brownie. And then I put that on top of that. Then I frosted it with chocolate frosting on top of that with a little dab of vanilla ice cream. Yeah. Mm. Craig Mann got it done this weekend. Back.
Why are you working out? You're ruining all of your progress working out when you eat crap like that.
Okay. All right. Let me back you
up. It's a birthday cake.
Now, on my birthday 2 weeks prior, I didn't have anything. I didn't have any cake. I didn't have any ice cream. I gave that up for Lent.
Oh.
However, for my wife's birthday, I had a little something with her. And that's the first thing. That's the first hunk of sugar I've had in 4 or 5 weeks.
I didn't have cake either on my birthday. However, we kind of semi-celebrated my birthday all weekend. And last night we went across the way to my good friends Dave and Marie, just us, and my buddy Jim actually stopped by. Social distancing was great, sitting in the pool on the shallow end in chairs. Everybody 6 feet apart, smoking a cigar, having a cocktail, and then my buddy Jim brought birthday cupcakes. So, I had a cupcake.
Wow,
Pete, it was fine.
Pete by the pool.
I didn't do any sweets this weekend. Yeah. It's pretty good. Yep.
Yeah, but you're not like me. That's no big deal for you, right?
No, that's not a huge deal.
Yeah. That's hard for me. That's devastating for me.
Oh, you know what? Had a chocolate chip cookie Saturday night.
One?
I lied. Yep, one chocolate chip cookie.
How'd you just have one?
I was over at my dad's house, and my stepmom made some chocolate chip cookies, and I had one.
See, if there are homemade chocolate chip cookies sitting around, I'm good for at least six until you get that nasty sweet feeling afterward.
What nasty sweet?
Yeah, exactly. And then if you mix it with beer, you're not feeling good at that point. So,
see, we differ on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can eat a cookie and drink beer. I can't have a lot of cookies and drink beer. But if I'm drinking beer,
you don't need
and
a
kid walks by with a cookie,
yeah.
Hey, give me that.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, you take the cookie, kick the kid
you
down.
You are the cookie monster. Goes around. Cookies.
Well, back to our previous conversation. Yeah. I will just say this real quick. We talk about all these scenarios with the NFL. Arthur Blank also... Now, this is kind of different than what everybody else is saying.
Owner of the Falcons.
He speculates that we will have a 16-game season. This is with the conversation with Peter King. He says, yeah, we'll probably have shorter camps. The product will be sloppy. We may even cut back on preseason game, but that's no big deal.
He say that?
Yeah.
Did he say preseason, no big deal? Is that a quote from Arthur Blank? If it is, I don't want to ever see him charge full price for a preseason ticket ever again.
I think his exact quote was, and I'm still paraphrasing, he says, I don't think that'd be the end of the world, is what he said.
Okay, okay.
He says, we need football now. We need it to go.
Yeah.
He says, we can see a situation where players are tested daily. I don't know where they're going to get all the tests.
Well, at that point, you'd hope we'd have that figured out. That's 6 months from now.
And he's also saying, yeah, this will be done in front of no fans. But he's optimistic that we'll play a full 16-game schedule.
Now, it will be interesting. Whenever we get back to sports, what that looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're all wrapping our heads around the idea of, okay, no fans.
Right.
But I think we've even got to go farther and start saying, okay, at least at first – these centralized locations, that's what it's going to have to be in. NBA playoff games done in practice facility, maybe one practice facility
right.
with different games going on at different times across the – I don't know. It's going to look really different, though.
And again, it's going to be, you know, facilities, practice, whatever. It has to be in states or slash cities or
right.
slash counties that you're allowed to group more than 10 people.
You're right.
You know, otherwise, all bets are off. Like, you can't have a game in Cleveland. That's not happening.
But
can't do it.
But I haven't heard players on board with this. You're talking about playing. Ask yourself if you would do the same thing. You're talking about players meeting in some centralized location like Wyoming, be holed up in a hotel for 2 months without family or minimal family, and just LeBron said he didn't want to be part of that. Other players don't necessarily want to be about it. Would you guys do that? Would you guys hole up in a hotel for 3 months to go play? Now, maybe if you were making $15 million a year, that's the difference.
Well, no matter, that's it's the money. Well, let me ask, even if it's whatever your salary is, I mean, are these guys not going to get paid if they don't do it? Is that the question?
Yeah, why would I pay you? I pay you to play basketball,
that's
LeBron
right.
James. And I'm just using LeBron James as the example.
Yeah.
I pay you to play basketball. I have a game, you're not playing. Oh, you don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry that this is going to cause a bit of an inconvenience in your life, NBA player.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's going to come down to. I agree.
I don't care. Who I feel sympathy for right now is not NBA player who's got to go to a separate city so he can play his silly game. I don't feel bad for that person. And whatever shortcomings that puts in his life. I feel bad for all the people that are laid off right now.
Right.
And when
exactly.
we got to talk about all
these
vendors. Local restaurants down here in Southwest Florida
yep.
who just had for a second season in a row money slashed from money that they were banking on, that they mm-hmm. needed to keep their doors open, their lights turned on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't feel bad for these guys.
So professional athletes are inconvenienced a little bit because they have to go to Timbuktu to play their
right.
respective sport. I have no problem with that.
I don't feel bad for that.
Nobody should, nor should you.
I don't
Nor
feel bad for
you.
That. I don't feel bad for the NFL GMs because they're a little bit inconvenienced a month before the NFL draft. I don't feel bad for that. Mm. Sorry. Everybody in this country has had to alter the way they live their day-to-day lives.
Yep, and if cashing a check twice a week
right.
so they can make their millions because they have to go play in Jasper, Wyoming, well, that's just too bad.
Get in line with everybody else.
Yep.
Get in line.
Speaking of those restaurants, Chris, each day, you know, we're highlighting a different local restaurant that is still open for business. Today, it's Lansdowne, located at 24851 South Tamiami Trail in Bonita Springs. Here's their phone number. Why don't you place an order right now? Get your dinner on right now. 239-495-3800 to place an order. And go check out the full menu at lansdowne-street.com.
And may I recommend the wings, which are unbelievably smoked, and also one of my favorite sandwiches there, as you know, is the Yaki Way, which is basically an awesome pastrami and cheese. It is yummy.
Sign
yum,
me up.
Yum.
Sign
Yaki
me up.
Way down by the harbor. All authentic.
Very good. You know what?
What?
I might place an order and pick it up on the way home.
There you go,
a little
Chris.
Out of the way, but
you
I think I'm going to do that today.
That's radio advertising right
I'm gonna
there.
I'm going to take a picture of it tonight, and I'm going to tweet it out as well so everybody can see I'm not just a talker. I'm a doer.
Very good,
It's
Chris.
Only 5 miles up the road from
that's,
the station
That's
anyway.
Not even that. Yeah, it's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Piece of cake. All right. So
nobody's
help,
on the road right
help
now.
Help out the businesses. When we come back, Tiger and Phil, maybe a little match made for TV during our little lull in sports. Again, I know we've heard this, been there, done that, but we're going to do it again, maybe.
I'm not paying $30 this time.
Hopefully it won't be pay-per-view. I'll have the details. That's all coming up next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Monday. We're rolling through. Still social distancing, I guess, according to the president. We're going to do that throughout all the month of April coming up. Lee County says we're doing a pretty decent job of it. They're not going to clamp down more, just kind of business as usual, social distancing. And if you're 65 or older, you should stay home. They didn't order any automatic shutdowns moving forward today. So that's I think that's good. And our phone number, 239-337-ESPN, if you want to jump in. All right. I saw something for Phil Mickelson this weekend because Phil's pretty open about social media and he's always got something out there. Somebody tweeted out to him. He says, "Hey, Phil, any chance you and Tiger could get together again to help us out? We're so bored without sports. We need something. Maybe you guys could go play in front of the cameras again like you did back in 2018, that match in Las Vegas that they did." Well, Phil wrote him back, and he says, working on it. Working on it.
Really?
And then the fans said, come on, don't tease. And Phil's response to the don't tease was, "I don't tease. I'm kind of a sure thing." So, and classic Phil. So
And even if they played Tiger Woods golf or whatever they're calling it now, and the both of them were on, people would watch. I swear to God, if they had a split camera and those guys and they're showing their, you know, whether it's Xbox or PlayStation and they're playing, I bet people would watch.
I mean, they're doing it all over the place. We had who's the safety for the Chargers? Derwin James play Michael Vick in a game of Madden over the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, Derwin James beat him by 60 points.
Woo-hoo.
But it was entertaining.
Yeah.
Pick six to put an 80 spot up on the board.
Really?
Yeah. Derwin James, pretty good at defense in reality and in virtual reality.
So with this Phil thing, though, this is in reality, right?
This would be a golf thing, I would think.
Now, last time it was pay-per-view, and it was all or nothing, take $9 million.
There was no fans for that either, remember?
Right.
It was limited. It was not.
Unlimited, but
it was Thanksgiving
you had a couple
weekend, I think, like 2 years ago.
You're right.
Yes,
a couple
it was.
Celebrities were there, but that was about it.
Yeah, that I was the only one that paid the $30 out of us, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wish I really hadn't, because I believe there were like three birdies between the two of them all day.
Really?
Yeah.
The actual golf was not great.
Now, why do you think that was? No crowd? No adrenaline? Because that's what we're going to get.
Oh, they're playing for
Remember they had lights? Remember they played under the lights, too?
Yeah, they finished under the lights.
But I'm just asking, if we're going to get ready to do a whole bunch of sports without fans, do you attribute that as to one of the reasons why it was flat? No live fans.
They were playing for $9 million.
I know.
Now, it's $9 million that's... And I don't want to make light of $9 million, but it's going to their charity. It's not going into their bottom line, so they're not getting the $9 million. I know that they're both big into their charities, but it's not the same when $9 million for your charity's on the line or a green jacket.
Right.
It's different.
Right.
It's also different in playing in front of 30,000 spectators on a hole or playing in front of 30.
Right. That's what that's what we're going to have to get used to. And LeBron even said that last week. He says, man, you don't get that charge from the fans, the good, the bad, cheering for you, booing against you. It's going to be flat. It's going to be flat.
Yeah, but every team, well, maybe not at the pro level because I never played at the pro level in anything.
Yes, you have.
But like at the high school FIFA. Level, right? At the high school level, you're not playing in front of a packed house every night. Like it's on your teammates to create like the energy for you. It's not on mom.
But your girlfriend and your mom and your best friends are out there. There's a little there.
No, but what does that do? No, you're playing for your boys, for your teammates. Right. Like that's who you're playing for.
All right.
Yeah, but some gyms are really, I mean, for certain sports are very, I mean, you're not getting 15,000, maybe Texas you are, some football games. But, I mean, you're still getting some great crowds in Florida for football and basketball and even baseball.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you're not. It's just, but again, like if we're power ranking the problems, I'm sorry. I don't care. Oh. Create your own energy. I don't know. Take a 5-hour energy before the game. Okay. Who cares?
Create your own energy.
Might be a little jittery.
Good grief. Yeah. Have the 12th guy like do some hype stuff.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis style.
I'm a great hype guy, as we learned on Friday's show.
Awful.
The Craig man. Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of which, let's get ready for a Pete Shepard quiz/list, everybody.
Which one are we doing, the quiz or the list?
Doing the list first.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh. And now, a list.
All right, you're going to love this. 10 toughest schedules in 2020 in college football.
Ooh. Okay.
10 toughest schedules.
I'm going to say right now the SEC has 5 of the 10 hardest. Just as a little guess.
Possibly.
That's some math. Okay.
Possibly.
All right.
So let's start with, we'll go from 10 to 1. There were two tied for 10. Ohio State and Georgia.
That's one.
Both ceiling are tied 10. For 10.
Okay.
Number 9, which is incredible, Indiana.
Oh! Wow.
Football 9th hardest schedule in the country, Craig's Hoosiers.
Not happy about that, by the way.
Number 8, Michigan.
Big Ten's dominating.
Seriously.
Number 7, LSU.
There we go.
There's an SEC.
One for the good guys.
Number 6, Alabama.
Alabama.
10th toughest schedule 2020. Number 5.
Yeah, it always feels right.
Number 5, Tennessee Volunteers.
Wow. Ooh, and I know who has the hardest schedule next year, so I was right.
Wow.
Number 4, USC, Southern Cal. So they may not win a game.
Bye-bye, Clay Helton.
It's because they play Alabama to open the season.
Oh. They won like 8 of their, I don't know. They won 8 games last year.
In the Pac-12.
Yep. The rest are all SEC teams. Number 3, Ole Miss.
It just means more.
It just
Number
means
2,
more.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
And the 10 toughest schedules in 2020. Number 1,
South Carolina.
Will Muschamp, South Carolina Gamecocks. Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense for South Carolina. They go through an SEC schedule, and then they play Clemson at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So that's 7. Tough. 7 out of technically 11 because Georgia and Ohio State are. But 7 of the top 10 schedules come out of the SEC.
And 9 of these 10, Big Ten or SEC, somehow USC squeezes in there.
USC squeezed in there.
Again, USC. Well, USC, they play Notre Dame every year, and then they open up the season with Alabama. So you're getting two really good opponents right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. Yep. You're right, Pete.
Right.
And you kind of, not scoffed, but you were kind of surprised that Arkansas was on that list.
Oh, no, I'm not surprised. No, I'm not surprised.
Craig was.
They look at the draw that they got this year.
I mean, Craig was. The difference is, I mean, Arkansas, just on their side of the conference, have to play Auburn, Alabama, Texas A&M, LSU, Mississippi State. It's crazy.
No wonder they have a new coach every other year.
Well, I'll tell you what. The other team that probably would have been there, if not Arkansas, if the schedule were reversed this year, would probably be Vanderbilt.
Yep.
So one of those two is probably going to get it.
Yeah. All right, Pete, anyways. Did you have a quiz to follow up your list with?
I did. I did have a quiz.
All right.
Require some homework for you. Get a pencil and paper
ready
real
quick. I love it. Yep.
This is a quiz.
All right, more college football mix and match. This is my toughest one yet.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. I'll be the judge of that.
I'm going to give you five FBS schools, and then I'm going to give you five cities. You have to match them up. Okay, so just write these schools down first. Okay, ready?
All right.
Old Dominion, Texas State, UMass, New Mexico State, and Louisiana Tech. So now I'm going to give you a city, and you will start with the easiest one. The only
I don't know
one you guys
any
are going to get.
These off the
you guys, you'll get one. You good. Might get one. I'll give you the easiest one. Amherst.
UMass.
Yes. Okay, now let's see how well you do with the rest of them. Let's see. Ruston.
Ruston.
Ruston. Ruston.
I don't know.
I'm going to say Louisiana Tech. Ruston, yep. Louisiana sounds like a city.
Correct.
Hey.
Good job.
All right. Next. How about San Marcos?
Texas State.
Yes. Very good.
Wow.
Well, I did live there for several years.
How far is San Marcos from Houston?
For a couple hours. It's kind of somewhere between San Antonio and Austin.
Okay.
Roughly.
Norfolk. N-O-R-F-O-L-K.
Old Dominion.
Old Dominion.
That's Norfolk, yep. Virginia. Got 100%.
Yep. And Las Cruces.
New Mexico State.
Yep. Well, they went left.
Nailed it.
Very good. You guys did better than I thought.
Yeah.
Because we're smart.
It's perfect.
We've got nothing else to do. It's all good. It's all fantastic.
Well, once I guessed Louisiana Tech correctly, the rest of the answers kind of fell into place nicely.
Sort of.
It's pretty much how I did my academic career.
Right.
Once you get the hard one out of the way, everything else falls into place.
Exactly.
Multiple choice. It's the way it goes. All right, a couple of things. Nice job, Pete. The Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab coming up in 15 minutes and maybe 17 or 18 minutes. And I could give you a new word, and it's the same old numbers before that you texted it to 45911 on your phone. Text in the keyword we're about to give you, and boom, you can win $500. And get
Catholic Farter.
Yes.
Sorry, Craig.
That's all right.
Catholic Farter with a nice, interesting text. Question, does ESPN and your radio network not pay for you to have these networks at home, including the pay-per-views and sports packages? No, they do not pay for us to have any of the sports packages. All pay out of our pocket. Everybody does. Now, but you can deduct stuff off your taxes from cable because of the jobs that we do have. Yes, there's some... Not much, but there's way there's loopholes. Not loopholes. There's laws there, and that you can deduct some stuff. But no one's sitting here giving us anything for free.
Well, also, I think people get confused. We do not work for ESPN.
Right.
Yeah.
We just carry the.
We
ESPN
work for Beasley.
We work for Beasley Media, and so no.
There are 450. I think 450 ESPN affiliates from Hawaii to Maine. Now, what being an ESPN affiliate it allows us access to all their sound, which is why we can cut to ESPN anytime we want, which is great. And it doesn't mean we can call this reporter or that reporter anytime we want to and get their opinion. A lot of them come on at their own expense, especially like Jenna Lane. We don't pay her to come on. She's great. We don't overdo. We try not to overdo it with the guests. Who are working technically out of Bristol, but are all around the country. And most people are pretty gracious. Now, Field Yates is a paid sponsorship. We know that everybody knows that when he's on with us. So.
But he's on every week, and it's a committed
time. He's on
time.
Every week.
That's the difference.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. When we come back, a little history lesson for all of you.
I have to take a test?
No, you just sit back, relax, and enjoy it, Pete Shepard. That's what's coming up next. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Rolling through a Monday. And still social distancing.
You know, Craig, I sent you what I thought was a funny video over the weekend of two parrots being, and a guy on a acoustic guitar singing Elvis, and it was hysterical, and you didn't respond. And I said, this is you and Missy, and you would be the male, obviously, flaunting, you know.
The male, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, flaunting his stuff, and it was a riot, and you never responded.
What medium did you send it to me? Because I did not
see that. I text you with the video link to it. It's actually on my Facebook page. It doesn't say to Craig and Missy my Facebook page, but I went out of my way to text it to you, and nothing. I thought you guys would have loved it.
I
forgot it was Missy's birthday. She would have loved it.
I always get your texts, but I did not.
When did you texted this to me as well?
No, just Craig.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying to you guys, and I was saying I don't remember getting
it. I did not get it. I'm looking at all your texts. I got your text this morning about your quiz and your ideas for a couple of segments today. Mm. I did not get
it. Yeah, it's actually funny. It's on my Facebook page. It's a guy singing Elvis to two parrots, and it is a riot.
Well, I apologize. No, I did not get it. No. I'm sorry.
You ruined it.
All right. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. It's time for a history lesson for all you people.
Oh.
Today is March 30th.
Yes.
The year 2020. We're going to go back into the time machine, Pete Shepard, if you could help me out with the sound effects from Wayne's World. We're going to go back to 1987 on this day in history.
I know what happened this day in
Indiana, history. Syracuse, national championship. Keith Smart from the corner, ladies and gentlemen, let it rip.
Smart takes the shot, and the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead, Keith Smart. With 17 points in the second half, has moved the Hoosiers to within 1 second of a national championship.
They did put time back on the clock, unfortunately. Here's postgame as they did win it, Indiana, the title, Bob Knight and Keith Smart.
All right, we're down here with Coach Bob Knight and his hero, Keith Smart. Bob, your reaction now to a third championship for you as a coach.
It was so great. That, to me as a coach, it doesn't mean anything, Brent, and I mean that from this standpoint. Sure, I'm tickled, but for these kids to come back like they did and to hang in the game the way they did, and for these last 2 years, my first thought is what these kids have done, and especially what this kid right here has done.
And how about the young man, Keith Smart, who spent time with your fans who came in. Keith, tell us about the winning field goal.
Well, I don't know about the winning field goal, but I just know if we had some time on the clock, the guy we've been together for so long, that we was going to be all right. The shot just came to me. I was able to hit it.
Fact.
Fact. Well, let's see. Derek Coleman, how many bricks from the free throw line? That sets of the Syracuse was such a
just
bad
enough.
Free throw shooting team.
Just enough.
Sherman Douglas missed a couple. Well, it's Cycli.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good lineup you just mentioned there.
Howard Trish. Remember Howard Trish? He missed one or two as well, if I remember.
Dean Garrett and Keith Smart, the first JUCO transfers ever under Bob Knight.
Haba man, absolutely correct. That was the most boring national championship buzzer beater I've ever heard.
Well, TV calls are boring. Had I known we were doing this, I would have brought in Don Fisher's radio call. All right, now
being there though that day, I was at that game, and it was fantastic. It was great. It was a great finish.
Now, Pete Shepard, could you take us further back into time, please, with your March 30th, 1981.
Oh,
another final.
Oh God, please, not Indiana.
Indiana 63, North Carolina 50. It wasn't even close.
Isaiah Thomas, outstanding.
There you go, Chris. By the way,
I don't know what you want me to do with that crap.
I don't either.
Seriously, it's a title. Seriously. It was a natty. I don't know what to tell you.
Unbelievable.
Earlier in the day, President Reagan was shot.
The game shouldn't have even been played. You know what it was? North Carolina's American, and they were dealing with emotions. While Indiana, cold-blooded as they are.
Yeah, we control our emotions.
Most of the time, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Except when your president gets shot. In which case, maybe showing a little bit of emotion is a good thing.
No.
Indiana.
No, Chris.
How about we make it 49 states instead of 50? Huh? We'll give you guys to Canada.
Here's
that doesn't even make sense. It'd just be like a territory for the Canucks.
Let me tell you where you're full of crap. Indiana from the same state as Notre Dame. We won one for the Gipper, the same movie that Ronald Reagan played in 50 years prior. Yeah. We had to play. Please. We had to keep America normal that day.
Speaking of Ronald Reagan, it was a made-for-TV movie, but it was on Showtime. Richard Crenna played Ronald Reagan, and it's a great movie. And Showtime, by the way, is free on Xfinity until the 19th of April, as is Epics, by the way.
Really?
And it's called The Day Reagan Got Shot. Richard Crenna, a.k.a. Colonel Troutman from Rambo, played Reagan. He was fantastic. Richard Dreyfuss played Alexander Haig. Absolutely spectacular. I think he won an Emmy for it. It is a fantastic movie if you've never seen it. The Day Reagan Got Shot. Amazing stuff.
Today is also that day that Alexander Haig said, I'm in charge.
That's.
And it is National I'm in Charge Day.
Is it really?
It's one of the that made the list. Yes, it actually is. It is.
Yep.
All right, coming up, the big 4 o'clock hour, we've got another edition of Wikipedia. We're going to do something new that Pete suggested. We're going to just bring you good news in a small segment. All right, Pete, I think you only had one thing. I listed about 4. Chris, probably glass half empty guy, probably doesn't have any.
What are you talking about? This is the first time I'm hearing about this. I got the text earlier today, well, that was it.
I know, that was the text I got from Pete. I didn't get the one with his parents. I got the one about let's do something good today, some good news today.
All right, I'll find something good.
So we're going to do that, and then I believe...
What about my gender differences idea?
That's a long list.
Yeah.
Well, but
unless we're dealing with the Tiger King, it's a long list of differences between the two genders.
Okay, because we don't have any time to kill her. But I'm saying,
speaking of time, we've got the remaining salary caps of the NFL coming up as well. In case you're wondering,
fascinating list, all updated, not stuff that it's all updated.
See, we got a lot to do. I mean, there's a lot to do. Let's get to it. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.